tonight to our 2017 Christmas Eve service. Yes, it's another year. Isaiah wrote these words, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end." John wrote this, "And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Everybody got a printout? We're supposed to sing, not say the words.
Thanks be to God.
Now we're going to sing "One Candle Is Lit."
which is number 128.
Yes.
Sing glory to the King.
took a loaf of bread, and he broke it, and he said to his disciples, "Eat, all of you. For this represents my body, which has been broken for all. May our sins be forgiven." And again, Jesus took a chalice and poured some wine into it and said to his disciples, "Drink, all of you, for this is my life poured out and given for all, a new life. Help us, O God, to live this new life." We are commanded by Jesus as often as we eat this meal to remember, to reflect on God's goodnesses and mercies. In God's Holy Spirit, we are to share this meal together as we gather, until the time we can eat this meal, each one of us, face to face with our Lord. Everyone is welcome. Join me in prayer. Great God, this is the time of the year in which we celebrate the birth of your Son, and each year we are reminded again and again, Lord, the news cannot be as great and greater each time, or it is greater and greater each time. Help it to move it in our hearts, and may we live it in a new way. May the light shine through the eyes of our hope. And may we be blessed by this season. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Join me now in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed is thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sinned against us. Save us, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. But you, Bethlehem, though you are a small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. 141, O town of Bethlehem. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth, to the town of Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. And the virgin's name was Mary, and the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born, will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. She who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your words to me be fulfilled. And then the angel left her. 150. Hark the herald angels sing. Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of all the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the child to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son, and she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. 147, Away in the Manger.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terrified. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause you great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find him wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on him his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they have heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. While the shepherds watched their flocks, 154. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the reign of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem, and they asked, "Where is the one who has been born the King of the Jews? We saw his star, and when it rose, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what was the prophet had written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, in Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. When Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they have heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it arose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. And then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. 174, we three kings. 172, I'm sorry.
Mountain, more and mountain, all
more song to sing. And as we light the candles, I want us to, may we do as Mary did long ago, treasure up these things and ponder them in our hearts. And may we return to our homes this Christmas season, glorifying and praising God. Silent Night, Holy Night, 145. And after the conclusion of the song, just leave. Or motivate for the night.
Amen.